The M8 GTE upended tradition by developing alongside its road-going counterpart and making its racing debut way before the M8 took to the streets. The collaboration began in the summer of 2016, and BMW Motorsport director Jens Marquardt's engineers were often ahead of their production M-Car counterparts. But the new race car was designed to GTE spec from the outset, unlike previous IMSA racers that began as GT3 cars and required extensive and time-consuming modifications to meet racing requirements. Designers had to retain the 8 Series basic shape and roofline, as well as headlights, but they could improve the aerodynamics of the M8 GTE's carbon fiber bodywork. Under the skin, BMW Motorsport used carbon in place of the standard steel and aluminum for the car's core and its front end. That reduced overall weight by nearly 1,500 pounds en route to the mandated minimum of 2,684, and provided the stiffness needed for racing rather than regulatory compliance on the road. Within that carbon front structure is the twin-turbocharged 4-liter P63 V8 of up to 600-plus horsepower using a carbon fiber drive shaft and transaxle containing the 6-speed sequential gearbox, limited slip differential, and rear axles. GTE rules don't permit ABS, but the M8 GTE uses traction control developed by Motorsport. The M8 GTE was revealed to the public at the Frankfurt Auto Show in September of 2017, and in January of 2018, it was racing in the Rolex 24 at Daytona. A year and a half later, the M8 went into production for the street, making the M8 GTE the first BMW race car to precede its road-going counterpart. BMW Motorsport moves on to the M4 GT3 for 2022, but the M8 GTE will always be special. Not only is it among the most beautiful GT cars BMW Motorsport has ever produced, it upended the process of race car building, yielding not only a better racer, but also a more dynamic and responsive road car with fewer compromises for either.